Part 4, The Purpose of the Mind of Christ. God is perfect love, and perfect love always has a divine-inspired purpose. His word goes forth to perform a certain function, and will not return unto him void. Isaiah 55:11 tells us, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." The purpose behind his word going forth in the minds of humans is redemption from every attack and deception of the enemy. We just stated the war is a spiritual war, so it is understandable that we, as his children, have no possible chance at winning this war in the natural realm. Everything in the spiritual realm is supernatural to the natural realm. The mind of Christ is his spirit, which is supernatural to mortals. When you find the mind of Christ, you find him in the present, the here and the now. He will fellowship and walk with you on this earthly journey and lead you to your victory and to your promised land. Remember, Christ is the anointing of God and is sent to fulfill our Father's word. It will recognize every word that he wrote for his purpose of redemption. The mind of Christ should be operating among us, making the right choices to lead us from glory to glory. This supernatural change in us creates a burden to share with family and friends the wonderful work of redemption that our Savior has done. How we would enjoy introducing them to Christ and the better life that we have found. When you have nowhere left to turn in the natural realm, just continue to stand. His supernatural presence will come on the scene, which is the mind of Christ. This presence of the living God will make a way where there is no way. Our Father makes this so simple, but the devil deceives us and corrupts our natural minds with confusion, with doubt and unbelief. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3 says, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." The simplicity of operating in the mind of Christ is to only believe. Jesus tells us in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Having access to the mind of Christ removes all the sin of fear and doubt, making belief possible and turning the invisible to visible. When the living Christ anoints you with the thought of a scriptural promise that fits the occasion of your need, your belief and action is the spark that ignites your godly faith to perform the necessary miracle. It is simply lining up our thoughts with the anointed word that opens our hearts to his divine purpose of full redemption and helps us to live a life of peace and abundance with him for now and throughout eternity. Our Lord Jesus said in John 10:10, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus gives us access to his mind that we might be one with him as he is one with the Father, fulfilling his purpose for a family from before the foundation of the world. John 17:21, "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me."